A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange in a toothpaste.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right. Welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thanks so much for tuning in. After the show tonight, Alex, I'm going to call Adrienne and we'll set up a regular thing with her, because that I found that really valuable.
I think that there's something every week that we could talk about that would blow our minds. From an education standpoint.
That's right, and I'm glad because I feel like we finally found something we can do. What this world doesn't need. It's two more white guys shooting their mouths off about this.
Certainly the thing is that the thing that we find ourselves in is that we go, look, we can be outraged and incensed, and then how many times do we have to say it instead of actually like trying to say, yeah. Because the whole thing is we have to enact change. And I always go, okay,
so
well,
then what
can we do? Yeah. But what can we actually do? So I think this
now
is the idea
we'll
of
know.
Changing some of the attitudes. Because how many times do we have to keep having these things happen for us to go, oh, no, this racial division this time is gonna wake us up. This, like, major cities being overturned and protests going crazy, this time it's going to work. And then you think, there's that part of you too, Ethan, there's that part of me that goes, ugh, it's not going to work because we've seen it not work. And then you kind of just, you become numb to it, just like everything else that seems to be failed when it comes to
this. I think that's what some people want us to become numb. And that's one of the reasons why we've seen so much chaos and so much garbage just flooded in to our culture, our system right now, is because, you know, they want us to become numb to bad things.
Right.
And then that way it reduces the accountability. It reduces the accountability. We're just not able to hold people accountable. Mm. Because we're tired, we don't know what to believe. There's just so much garbage, and it feels deliberate. And Alex, I think it is deliberate,
Ethan.
But let's do headlines.
We've got some headlines that you've got to get
to. Ready?
This one at the very top is the most important to me, so we need to get to it. Go ahead.
The one off the very top.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I. All right. I'll do the one off the very top.
Okay.
Then. I was actually going to skip it.
You know why? Because you don't appreciate.
You're right. I don't appreciate it. Spanish Forks Fiesta Days Rodeo is going on as scheduled.
Woo!
And so that's going on from July 20th to July 24th.
Well,
it's entering its 78th year.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because we canceled. This is an interesting move because we canceled the Days of 47 parade. And well, no, Ethan, we didn't cancel. We postponed it. Moved it to 2021.
Yes, that's right. It's postponed. Stop saying it's canceled.
It's not canceled. It's postponed till next year when it would happen next year. So, yes, they're making this decision of we're the third most popular rodeo in the state-ish, you know, around there. We're going to make a power play here because while one of the biggest ones is going to be postponed, we're going to keep going with ours. Now, my kids have busted muttons there.
Yeah.
Is that the proper term?
Yeah.
They have been busted by muttons.
And they've
definitely been they've definitely been trampled by sheep. that's what our tradition is as like fake cowboys in my family. Just go be trampled by a sheep, and then we can say you've done it. So the Spanish Fork Fiesta Days rodeo and the whole thing, the parade and all those things, it's a big deal down there, huge deal down there. Now, the question, they've said that you have to wear the masks inside the stadium if you're going to go.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to happen.
That's what I was going to say. Now, this is also the same. This is also the same community that when Rage Against the Machine was accidentally asked to come perform at their I think it was during the fairgrounds. And that's what the Fiesta Days Rodeo fairgrounds are the same. It's the same stadium. This is the same community that it was like my wife who grew up in that area was like, it was seriously shut the doors, lock the doors, because when Raging Against the Machine comes to town, obviously there will be,
bloodshed.
Random assaults, and there will be random just like
and
people showing
that,
up
isn't that amazing?
Beating
well,
you.
Isn't that amazing? We
that's
are
what
so...
they preach in their music, Ethan. How dare they? But, I said it like an old person, too. Rage the Machine is coming, and I don't know who this Rage person is, well, but when Rage the Machine comes in, you can't stop him.
Isn't that hilarious, too, that we were ready to believe that in every other state and community, they were just so terrible. Every other state was just so terrible that they would allow this. that this was happening in cities across the country and no one would stop it.
I just love the accidental invite.
Mean, we have that expectation where we're like, oh, yeah, well, in other cities, they just let them do this as if the rest of the world is full of monsters, except for Southern Utah County where they're – you know, where they get it.
This texter actually asked a good question, because the parade, the Pioneer Days, or the Days of 47 parade and the rodeo have been canceled. So does that mean we get the double parade for 2021? 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, what they
all
do
at the same
is...
time. They actually extended it. It goes down through Midvale. So, well, because the parade will just double its route. And you know what? If it has to be postponed next year, going all the way to St. George. After that, it just keeps going. Whole rest of the state.
We'll see you in Mesa.
Provo South, you mean? Mesa? Provo South?
Is that what you're talking about? Everyone's got cousins in Mesa, right? So yes, we'll just rally there.
That's exactly right.
We'll just rally there.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
For goodness sakes.
Millard, you've got to get to some more headlines here.
Got to get some more headlines. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, has announced that he's not going to run for president.
You know, I was saying this to Scott earlier. I think we talked about it because we're planning on talking about during Unrivaled at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The thought was, I said, look, he had an individual, like independent pollster say, okay, this is what you could do. Could I make an independent run for the presidency? And the independent pollster said, yeah, probably not. But you know what? To his credit, because most billionaires hear that and go, make the numbers work. I want to run. You know, like they're saying it so that they can have some excuse to still do it. And this is why Mark Cuban might actually be a good president, is because he heard it and he went, yeah, probably not for me then. I'm going to move on. I'm going to take I'll go over here and run my billion-dollar industry.
We've had this impulse for a while to hire some business executive as president or elect him as president. And I think there's something to that. I don't think we should throw that out just because this one has gone so poorly. I think we just picked the wrong business executive. And that's why things are kind of chaotic. It's like, well, okay, it's not that we had a bad idea. We just made a poor hire. And I think Mark Cuban, and you know who else I thought was who I actually really liked hearing from and about for the short time.
Like, this is a man. Hey, we're meeting together as management. How did that go with that presidential hire?
No,
we're not too impressed. We had a bad hire.
That's seriously
Send him out. We just got to get another try in there.
You know, you can imagine the board of a company. You can imagine a board of a company sitting there, and one side of the building sloughed off, and there are fires everywhere. Guns are going off, and, you know, there are monkeys swinging through the building, attacking people, and, you know, and giraffes and whatever else. And the board is sitting there, and they go, do you think we could have picked a better CEO? And that's kind of what's happening in America right now. We're like, well, you know, maybe the business executive idea, we shouldn't totally throw it out. We should just make a better hire. That's all. And Mark Cuban, I think he'd be awesome. You know,
we got a text here.
Bloomberg,
says,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Whatever.
I thought Bloomberg was really interesting to listen to.
He was?
And,
I thought he was super boring.
And you know what else, too, is he was manifestly successful. Like, we could confirm it and verify it. We didn't have to take anyone's word for it.
Yeah. Show me your tax forms. All right. Hey. We got a text right here. It says, can you make an exception to give Chica a happy birthday shout out? Absolutely not. Unky Ben, happy birthday, Chica, will never go over the airwaves. It's not something that we are allowed to do. So
we'd love to wish Chica a happy birthday. We would.
We just can't.
We can't.
We just can't do it. All right, taking the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go on the program. Oh, my goodness. I talked through the bumper music. Rachel, I'm so sorry. When we come back, I've got this one. It is a new studies segment, and it is wild. So just be a part of it and just accept it, would you, please? We'll be back right after this message from your local purveyors of business.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.